Poland's new prime minister says his country doesn't want to stay in Iraq forever. Marek Belka met with President Bush at the White House yesterday to talk about Poland's role in Iraq and its status as an American ally. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Poland leads a multinational force in southern Iraq, a force that has been dwindling in recent months, with Spain's pullout and the departure of other smaller contingents. In an interview with NPR, Polish Prime Minister Marek Belka said his country has coped in a couple of ways.
First, we were helped by the U.S. forces. But also, what is equally important and I think politically even more significant, we have, sort of delegated some functions to the Iraqis. And this is something that we have proposed to apply on the wider scale in the conversation with the president, but also with the Secretary of Defense.
Poland's involvement in Iraq has been extremely unpopular at home. Belka said there's a lot of expectation in his country that the 2,400-strong Polish contingent will be significantly reduced by the beginning of next year. And the only way to do that is to transfer even more security duties to Iraqis. Before he became Poland's prime minister, Belka was an official with the U.S.-led occupation authority in Iraq, the CPA. With hindsight, he says, the CPA focused on the wrong model for rebuilding Iraq, trying to repeat the experience of rebuilding Japan and Germany after World War II instead of looking at post-communist Eastern Europe.
Many mistakes, or what looks like a mistake now, could have been avoided if we looked more into the experience of our countries in the transformation from communism to free market and democracy.
In particular, Belka criticized the process of debathification, which was run by the controversial exile Ahmed Chalabi. He wouldn't say whether he felt sidelined in post-war decision-making in Iraq, but Belka made clear that his trip to Washington this week was meant to send a signal that Poland expects something in return for its support for the U.S. in Iraq. One thorny issue is the visa requirements for Polish citizens, an issue that came up with President Bush at the White House yesterday.
We sure did discuss it, and the Prime Minister was very strong on the subject. He made it very clear what his opinion is and the opinion of his government and the expectations of the Polish people.
But the U.S. is far from lifting visa requirements for Polish citizens. Instead, President Bush announced that the U.S. would do some pre-screening at the Warsaw airport to try to limit the number of visa holders who travel all the way to the U.S. only to get turned back. Prime Minister Belka called it a small step in the right direction. Poland's involvement in Iraq has clearly complicated its relations with some nations in the European Union, but Belka still thinks it was the right decision.
We are good Europeans. We don't pretend we are not Europeans or we are some Trojan horse of America in Europe. This is all crap. We simply think that demonstrating anti-Americanism is strategically short-sighted.
Prime Minister Belka's pro-American stand may have only won him some small concessions in U.S. immigration procedures this week, but he's convinced that Poland is considered a key U.S. ally, and he's optimistic his country will now be able to influence American foreign policy in Europe and the Middle East. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.